Yeah, John Cougar Mellencamp. What a little ditty about Jack and Diane.
Whoever they were.
Ah, they were great, they
Two
were.
Two American kids in the heartland,
they were
by
grown
all
up
accounts.
In the heartland, yeah. Jackie was going to be a football star, did you know that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think
Diane was a debutante in the backseat.
That's right.
Yeah.
She ended up running for Fianna Fáil, I heard. This is the last I seen of her, anyway.
Morning, folks. Welcome along. It's Friday's Eve, Thursday, 10th of September, just 8 minutes past 6 o'clock. Thank you for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Hopefully you're in good form this morning. Thanks for letting us hang out with you.
Yeah.
Do you fancy hanging out today, PJ?
I think we should hang out, yeah.
Yeah.
For a few hours anyway, you know, we wouldn't want to get sick of each other.
Great, thanks very much. What a start.
You know what I mean?
Only a minute in.
Yeah, let's just put a time limit on it. I'd say around, like...
Yeah, so it's a bit like the COVID restrictions.
Yeah.
We're allowed on the same show at the same time for no more than 4 hours.
Well, yeah, that's a... Do you know something? Well, let's stick to that. I think that's a good time. I'd say it's not. I'd say it's consistent with past behaviour as
Absolutely,
well.
Absolutely, yeah. I like it. Right, 087-188-0008 as always. If you want to give us a shout at any stage, we're heading into the birthdays. Couldn't be heading in with more confidence.
Well, now, after yesterday's, magnificent display, I must say.
Basking in the glory.
I mean, 4 in a row, 3 in a row is surely going to be a walk in the cake park.
Yeah, movie classic from All Saints featured in the beach, didn't it, with Leonardo DiCaprio. Wasn't that the movie?
That's the one, yeah. Great movie. Very
was
underrated
it? I haven't
movie.
Seen that. Yeah, is it good?
Oh, you have to watch it. It's brilliant.
Really?
Yeah, it's much better than you think it's going to be.
Is it about a beach?
Effectively, yeah, it is effectively,
yeah.
In Thailand.
Now tell me it's not about a beach in the way that Castaway was about a beach.
No,
is it?
No. They choose to be there.
Right, okay.
So it's not like you Wilson, you and me.
Yeah.
Lost at sea.
Yeah.
No.
Jim!
You don't leave without me, Jim!
I look a bit like Wilson, actually, now that I think about it.
Yeah, you do. You have a striking...
I have the roundiness.
Yeah, well, you have the... I don't know, there's something in the head.
Department. Right, OK, it's 13 and a half minutes past 6 o'clock, about to take on the birthdays after a 4 in a row yesterday.
What a day.
I mean, we can only
what
go up from there.
What a day. God, I needed that. That was the lift I needed to take me out of my birthday funk.
There you go. Right, starting off today with Guy Ritchie.
Guy Ritchie.
Yeah. One time, Mr. Madonna.
Mr. Madonna, yeah.
And in fairness, a few good movies to his name, like, you know, obviously Snatching Rock and Roller and stuff like that.
And Lock, Stock is one of the best movies.
Wasn't totally mad about his remake of King Arthur.
No, it was always a bit strange. To be fair, when he does London Gangsters and Fighters and all that sort of carry on, fantastic. He makes it almost Shakespearean, but it's also Machiavellian, blah, blah. And then he decided, I can do anything. You can't. Nobody can do anything.
He started hanging out with David Beckham and all.
And then he got in trouble there. You see, he got banned off the road. Do you see that?
For what?
Some cyclist saw him on his phone.
Oh, typical
and,
cyclist.
Did a video.
Oh, that'd be a cyclist.
When
a cyclist would do that.
Well, yeah, when he was
that'd
driving
be typical.
Now. Ah, well, he shouldn't have been on the phone when he was driving. But
no,
he
shouldn't have been. He should have been concentrating on... No, anyway.
He was stopped in traffic, so he was.
Yeah.
And he was looking at his phone. And the cyclist saw him during the video.
Oh,
and he got banned. He got fecked off the road. Yeah, he got collared.
God, just one more reason to hate cyclists.
Yeah, well... I'm saying nothing because, you know what I mean? Once he finds out I'm like...
One of these days you're going to come in wearing your lycra.
I will,
And your funny helmet.
Oh, my God,
and
I should.
Oh, my God.
I really need to do that.
Even when you've come in the car.
Yeah, I'm just driving. It's very hot in here. It's very hot. Skier is designed...
Breathable.
To, absorb my sweaty man bits.
Right, anyway, Guy Ritchie, stick an age on him.
He's like 51.
Oh, not bad. My God, off to a flyer. 52.
Ah.
One off the post.
I can live with that. I can live with that for a start.
Right, going back to the 80s, the flame-haired songstress that was Carol Decker.
Carol Decker. Oh, she was Tapow.
Tapow.
Yeah. Nobody ever knew the words of the song. Was to push to find your dreams or something. China in your hand. You only know the China in the hand bit.
Yeah.
You do not do the thing that does the things, but you can't help it. That's what it is. To do not do the thing, but China's in your hand.
That was a big number one.
It was a great song.
Yeah.
Yeah, she had,
they had another one though,
they had a
didn't
couple.
They
had a few good songs, a few really good ones.
There was one where it was kind of almost, there was less singing and it was almost talky. Do you remember that one? It was a weird. I'm off to dig it out. I'll find out what it was.
I don't know.
I'll give you a little snippet of it.
Yeah, they're still banging around. Like, she's still touring.
She was in here, wasn't she?
No. She was coming in twice, and both times she got sick.
And that old line.
Yeah, yeah, both times. And she contacted us.
You have to go to Classic Hits. Can you not tell them I'm sick? No, you have to. You said that before. You have to go in. They're waiting to see you. Oh. I don't feel well.
But I get my armpit sweating a little. The weird thing is she contacted us. She sent a message, remember?
Really?
On my Twitter and says, what about I do something on your show? And I was like, we'd love to have you.
Jeez, I don't remember that at all. Yeah. That must be way back in the mists.
And then she goes to Mike. My armpit has a cough. I'd say Carol Decker is... Oh, hold on. She's about 55.
Believe it or not, she's actually 63.
Wow, I'm surprised now.
63.
Wow, I am surprised, yeah.
So was it not her that Boylan confused with the PR woman? No, was that not her?
Oh.
I thought she was in here.
Maybe you're right.
I thought it was
Boylan. She wasn't with us, though.
No, because I thought she was waiting in reception and Boylan went out and did this whole thing about, I'm such a big fan.
I think
whatever,
you're right, actually.
And could I get a selfie?
And you got a picture with the promoter instead of your woman.
Yeah, got a picture with the publicist. Thinking it was Carol Decker.
I think you're right.
Fantastic.
Now. Yeah. It was our show. She got a cough out of our show.
Oh, yeah. But sure, everybody gets a cough out of our show. Right, listen, sort of similar neck of the woods, right? So that'll help with the age thing.
Yeah.
I mean, as in similar era of when they were both sort of at their pop.
Right.
Top. Was Siobhan Fahey. Remember we had Dave Stewart the other day?
Yes.
And we said he was married to Siobhan Fahey, who was in Shakespeare's Sister and Bananarama
and all that sort of stuff. Yeah, yeah.
Well, now it's her birthday today.
Right.
And again, obviously she was having hits in the 80s around about the same time Carol Decker was.
Yeah, of course. She's still in her 50s. She's 57.
62.
I was literally trying
to push you down the road of same age as Carol Decker.
I thought it was thereabouts. I can't see Siobhan Fahey in her 60s.
Right, try about this. What about a contemporary one, right? Let's come right up to the minute. Footballer.
Right.
Jack Grealish. I stuck him in especially for...
Jack Grealish,
for
right.
Paul the Villa fan. And there's a few Villa fans listen to the show, and he is their hero.
He is, yeah.
Now, as long as...
Irish traitor.
He's not going to be at Villa probably very long, but you never know.
Who knows? We'll see what happens. He does seem to like it in Villa, but then he seemed to like it in Ireland as well, didn't he? So I guess we don't know what you do with
him. And now, of course, he's had his first England call-up.
So there you go, yeah. So when he gets his first... some big club will come looking for him. Everton or something. He gets a call up there. And that'll be the size of him.
Yeah.
Jack Grealish.
So, in his pomp as a footballer.
He pretty much is. Yeah, like, what is he, 27?
25.
Ah, okay.
25, he is. Right, what about this one then? Johnny Fingers is celebrating his birthday today.
Who in the name of God is Johnny Fingers?
What?
Yeah.
Oh, very... You call yourself an Irishman, do you?
Who in the minute?
Johnny Fingers is only
the Boomtown Rats.
Exactly.
Oh my God,
Johnny Fingers. I mean, alongside Pete Briquette, two of the greatest names in pop.
How did Bob Geldof get out of that with a reasonably normal name? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Pete Briquette and Johnny Fingers. What's your name, Bob? I'm just Bob. Just Bob will do.
That's when people put a bit of effort into their stage
it
names.
It is, isn't it? Yeah.
I'll be Johnny Fingers. I'll be Pete Briquette.
Yeah,
and what are you going to be? I'll just use my name.
I'm going to go with Bob. You can't go with Bob. We're all after changing our names.
What sort of a name's Bob?
I know. I'm getting cold feet, lads. It's too late. We're legally Fingers and Briquette. You're at the league. You can't.
That's a great name. That'd be a fantastic name for a cop duo.
Yeah, what
Fingers and Briquette.
Fingers and Briquette, the Irish detectives.
God, I want to see that show so badly.
Oh, that's a brilliant show, isn't it?
This week on Fingers and Briquette.
Did you bring the Figaro's?
Oh, man. That's an Irish version of the streets of San Francisco.
Can we read?
Fingers and Briquette.
Fingers and Briquette are on the case. We should rename this show Fingers and Briquette.
That's it.
Yeah.
Fingers and Briquette has to be that's got to be a success.
Oh, I'll take either one.
Right.
I'd say Mr. Fingers is Oh, he's like 66.
Not bad. A bit better. 64.
Oh, okay.
64. And then let's give you this one to finish. A guaranteed nailed-on winner because it's a significant birthday.
Yeah.
It is the birthday of Colin Firth.
Oh, Colin Firth. Yeah.
Speech, great movie.
Yeah. One of the most famous posh men ever.
Absolutely.
Seems like a decent old skin.
Mr. Darcy. Seems to be that dashing type that gets to play Mr. Darcy.
I'd love to be able to play a dashing person at his age.
Yeah. Dashing in the sort of, yeah, handsome, debonair, suave way as opposed to dashing in the running away from the scene of a crime way.
Exactly. I think we both know if there's a role going and I'm going to get one. You know, you've really summed it up perfectly there, to be honest with you.
Right, so Mr. Firth is significant birthday.
E60.
Yes, he is.
Now you're up to date on the home of PJ and Jim, waking up happy weekdays from 6 a.m. This is Classic Hits.
Thank you kindly, John. 6:33. How are you this morning, sir? What's the scale on the angryometer?
That's fairly mild today, you know.
Is
just
it?
Excellent,
because nobody's mentioned the Kardashians so far.
Yeah, that's the thing. I'm surprised with the media reaction. One of the tabloids today is like a big spread in the front and in the centre, as it were, about this particular clan, you know?
Yeah.
And you're like, seriously, I don't really get it, but apparently they're going to go to Netflix. That seems to be the word.
Oh, really?
It's not sold. It's not official or anything, but that's the speculation, because E, whoever they are, the particular network,
yeah,
as they call them, can't afford them anymore. And so they will finish this particular run next year. But where will they go then? Because they're not going to suddenly just wrap it up, you know. I mean,
yeah.
Apparently they're not just the Osbournes, they're the Kardashians. So something, you know, a whole new tangent has to be opened up for this particular crowd, you know.
So the Kardashians on Netflix, PJ, finally you'll be able to follow them.
Well, I'm beside myself.
Yeah.
I'm beside myself at the prospect.
Hang on a second. This PJ is pretending that he wouldn't be interested when he got totally engrossed in, what was that thing, Below Decks?
That's fantastic. That's about people on a boat. That's much better.
It's about people romping on a boat.
Oh,
isn't it?
Well, it was not
reality TV. No, it wasn't a drama. It was reality TV.
See, there may be a small bit of romping, but that's not the focus. The focus is
it's just their lives.
The focus is how the crew deal with the demands of the super rich arriving onto a mega yacht.
Wow! So we've got reality TV, the super rich, glamorous lifestyle, cruise ships. I don't know, I think the Kardashians might be up your street.
Excuse me, I was watching what the crew were doing. I was far more interested in what the chef was going to cook than what was going into the lips. It was very different.
Okay.
Scissor Sisters, I Don't Feel Like Dancing, and Valerie from Steve Winwood. Ahead of that, here are Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Thursday, Friday's Eve, 10th of September. It's what, almost 16 minutes to 7 o'clock. Thanks for letting us hang out with you. And thanks for all of the WhatsApps as well, giving us the heads up on the other big hit from Carol Decker and Topel.
What was it again?
So remember I was saying there was one, not China in your hand, there was one that was kind of like, it was like she was talking.
So yeah, a bit talky,
talky.
A bit William Shatner.
Exactly. So this is what I was thinking of, right?
Yes. This is the one.
She gives it
bars in the chorus and fairness, yeah.
Absolutely, yeah. So it was Heart and Soul.
It's a good song. It's another good song. They were a good band to build. They were. They're literally touring all the time.
Yeah, but in fairness though, like, you know what I mean?
I know, but like, people come up to me in the road and say, do you not do this? Do you not do Anton anymore? They're going, what do you mean?
I'm on the radio every day.
Ah, yeah, would you not do the thing, though? Would you not? I do it.
Oh, you don't? Or else they say to you, you don't do the comedy anymore, no?
Yeah, I get that all the time.
Well, actually, I'm quite funny on the radio every day.
Show.
No, but you know what I mean? You don't do the comedy, you don't do any of the funny stuff anymore.
Well, apart from the radio, there was a show called Young Offenders. Ah, yeah, but you know, the funny stuff, though, the funny comedy, you don't do that anymore. Well, I thought there was a little bit of crack in it somewhere.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
But it is, it's weird. It is different, isn't it? You know, Carol Decker and Topel touring and, you know, all that sort of stuff. And to be honest with you, I'm sorry, but there's just a slight element of, like, you know, a bit of retro nostalgia, but slightly sad, right? By comparison, say, for example, the Rolling Stones are still doing it. in their veritable 80s.
I know what you
and
mean.
And everybody's like, oh, amazing.
The best
that
thing
incredible.
Ever. Yeah, the best thing
now,
ever.
Not that I'm comparing Stones to Bell.
I know, but you
know what I'm
out.
Saying.
I know what you're saying. You go to the Rolling Stones, which we did, remember?
Yeah.
And we came out and we were like, that's the best thing I ever saw. Oh, my God. If you went to see Tepel and all, you'd be there. They're good, aren't they? Oh, they're good. Yeah. She's of age. Terrible, man.
Yeah.
Am I the same?
She looks like her own mother there now, doesn't she?
Gee, look at her. Yeah. Come on, the guitar. Look at him. Is he playing that or is he playing? Is he asleep? Is he?
Yeah, so there's something weird about those kind of 80s nostalgia tours.
Some of them pull it off.
Some of them.
Jimmy Somerville pulls it off.
Yeah.
Rolling Stones, they pull it off. Kim Wilde pulls it off. We saw these all in the thing.
Yeah.
And then you see, you know. Yeah, you'd be like, oh, yeah. Is that
Kajagoogoo?
Yeah, you want Tiffany's mad looking. Yeah, I know what you're saying. Yeah. Mm. Like, I should be careful here because people are, you know.
Yeah, because if ever there was a sort of a naked camera tour, imagine somebody suggesting that.
Yeah.
You did it again. You know, naked camera went like on tour.
Yeah, as in go a live show.
Yeah.
How would that work?
Exactly.
You couldn't tell people you were there for a start. You know.
Trying to prank the audience.
But you're never going to believe what you bought a ticket for. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah,
anyway.
I should definitely be careful with this.
So that was it. So thanks for that. Yeah, it was. Hang on a second. Somebody saying, what about, wait for it. What about Secret Garden, also by Tepel? I don't
know that one now.
I'd say
it's one of those. I bet you if we heard it, we go, ah, yeah. But, you know, sometimes you don't even know what you'll be listening to.
I know, yeah.
And you say, what am I talking about? You know, the amount of times I get songs wrong in here. Like, you know what I mean? We're listening to CSI and I'm there going, jeepers, that was a great one there by the Buggles. And you were there going, the Buggles? It's the Beatles.
Yeah.
Like, what?
We're not, in fairness, we don't put ourselves forward as musical kind of, you know, DJs in the traditional sense.
Definitely not. No.
That's why we never get asked to do, well, we do get asked to do them, but why we wouldn't, because we have some sense of kind of, you know, pride that we would never actually put ourselves forward for a quiz. Because people, when you work on radio, people assume you'll have knowledge of a...
You know what I mean? It's when people come up to you on the road and all like that and say things, musical things to you.
Yeah.
And they expect you to know.
Yeah. What was that year?
Come here, sell an argument for me. Lou Reed, the tour track in the second album. I'm like, is it the Bordy song? No, it's definitely not that.
Yeah. Thanks for that.
Yeah, thanks anyway. Thanks for the no. I don't think it's Nelly the Elephant, you daft Aegis.
That would be amazing, actually. Lou Reed doing Nelly the Elephant.
I'd actually buy that. Lou Reed doing children's music would actually be gonna.
Such an elephant, Nelly.
Yeah.
The elephant.
Packed a trunk, said goodbye to the circus.
What is going on? There must be something weird in this coffee. This is I tell you something, in the 4 years we've been doing this is the most ridiculous link we've ever had.
Really? I would have thought it was right up there. I feel like everybody's learned something.
Oh, come on, time to snap out of it. Right, get back on track. Here we go. Show today. The menu for your delectation today, ladies and gentlemen of the country of Ireland, is this. We have got the hit bit in about an hour's time. It is €1,780, and it is yours. Yours for the taking, if you tell us what that tiny snippet is. ClassicHits.ie, good place to start. By the way, Magic Mike is on this side of the country today. He is physically...
He's here.
He's in the building, so you'll be able to impress him in person, is what I meant to say.
You can press him in person if you come here too.
That's also
he's
allowed.
Open to that. Well, yeah, so there you
not
go.
Not the current restrictions. But anyway, 087-188-0008 on WhatsApp. Get yourself in with a chance of winning that €1,780. Also, we had a decent upgrade on the old score yesterday.
We did.
What do we go to, 8 or something?
8. We're on 8 for the breakfast table quiz. Only 2 days left to go and we're on 8 on the breakfast table quiz. So if you get anywhere near double numbers, you're in the lead.
And it's a €500 voucher, by the way, for Specsavers and Stillorgan. Can be spent on basically any of their services, to be perfectly honest. Glasses, contact lenses, hearing aids, whatever. It'll be yours to do with as you will.
And you can use it online, so you don't have to go to Stillorgan.
Exactly,
you can just get onto the old website, the interweb site, and you can do it that way.
Exactly. So wherever you are in the country, you can play again. 087-188-0008. And what have you lined up for us today?
Ah, there's loads going on. I know a lot of people don't eat lunch on their lunch break. Because they're too busy.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's disgraceful for a start. Yeah. So we need to be given out about that.
God forbid that something would come between you and your food.
I was just thinking that. I actually can't believe it. Apparently the culture of some workplaces is so demanding. People have to eat while they work. Get over it. I literally take about 4 hours a day to myself just to contemplate what I'm going to eat for food. No way I'd be bowing down to that sort of pressure.
Right, so all of that on the way, and whatever you're having yourself, as I say, if you need to get in touch, 087-188-0008. Faith from George Michael here at Classic Hits, 9 minutes past 7 o'clock. Thank you for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Thursday morning, Friday's Eve, of course, 10th of September. We got the hit bin on the way later this hour, €1,780 if you want to play Magic Mike in the building with us today, 087-188-0008. If you want to let him know that you fancy getting on for the hit bit. And do you remember this?
One for sorrow, two for joy, three for a girl and four for a boy, five for silver, six for gold, seven for a secret never to be told.
Did you ever watch? I never really watched that as a kid. That
I
wasn't
never
really
did.
One of my. That wasn't really on my radar. Now,
no, not really.
I think that
no.
might have been on. That might have been on UTV or ITV or.
Yeah, I think it
whatever.
Was. Whatever. It was one of those over yonder. It was a little foreign for me.
Magpie. Yeah, it was a big kids TV show back in the day.
Big TV show. Don't really know much about it, but I do know.
Yeah, I was just going to say, like, was it just a typical kind of kids TV show? As in, they just did. I don't know.
I don't know what they did.
If anybody ever watched Magpie, will you let PJ and me know?
I was cranky even as a 7-year-old. I'm not watching this nonsense now, Anna. Throw that out, has good guff off.
Exactly.
If I'm going to watch rubbish, at least watch it. Oh, here it is, rubbish.
But anyway, the reason I played it is because you've discovered something.
Yes, I have. Yeah, so a woman called Miss Cleary, right? Grania Cleary.
Oh, right.
She's a bird expert.
Miss Cleary. I literally thought you were going to leave it there.
No.
Yes,
no.
I don't know her well enough to call her Grania.
Yes, I'm using, because she's a board expert, I'm using some sort of formal title to show how she is overqualified, or more qualified than me to speak on this, because as soon as I say what she said, you're going to start laughing at it.
Right.
So she has said magpies. You know the way, not everybody loves magpies, really. People, they're seen as being robbers.
Well, lots of people are superstitious.
Yeah,
like
superstition,
me.
Yeah, and all that. And then they swoop people if they don't like them very much, you know. Over in Australia, there's a magpie swooping problem in the Australia, apparently.
Swooping?
Yeah, they're not too fond of people either over there. You know what I mean?
Bit of dive bombing kind of thing going on.
There's an awful lot of division in Australia. Now the magpies are in on it as well. She was on a show called Today, and she was chatting away, and she's going, the bird lovers defended magpies and says, listen, you need to be giving them a break. If they swoop you, you did something to them. That's what she's saying.
Right.
So you did something to them. It's not, they're not just swooping you out of pure badness. Maybe it's the colour of your hair. Wow. Maybe it's the dog you're walking. The missus is sitting on the eggs, and you're walking past, and you've got an attitude on you. You're throwing your shoulders around, you know, acting all like.
Or you've got the hair.
Or you've got some weird colour hair, like, I don't know, orange or pink or red or something. And your man is like, you know. He's getting all upset thinking you're a threat, so he'll only swoop you if you get too close or if some threatening behaviour. Then she says, listen, the best thing to do is talk to them. She goes, just show them respect. If you talk to them, they'll talk back, she says.
Right.
And she goes, I'm not crazy. She said this on TV. I'm not crazy. I'm telling you, they will talk back. And then she says, what will they say? She goes, well, it's not English, like, you know what I mean? They give you signs and everything. Like, she goes, they're not going to, like, suddenly turn around and go,
talk about digging.
Well, it's about time somebody said something.
Talk about digging yourself into a hole. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not mad, but the magpies will talk to you.
Yes. And he goes, what do you mean they'll talk to you? He goes, well, they don't burst into French or anything. But, yes, she says they will communicate. And she says they're amazing birds. And if you just communicated with them, they'd understand you weren't a threat. And we could all live in peace and harmony.
Wow.
This is a very strange...
Does she suggest anything you should say to them?
Anything at all? No. Just
general conversation.
How's it going? Are you well? How's the kids? Is she getting on well with the nest? I suppose anything that you'd normally say.
Right.
Weather's mad, isn't it? What do you think? Does coronavirus affect your the birds? Or I don't know what you'd say. I suppose
for somebody like you, though, this...
What do you think of the pubs opening on the 21st? That's what I'm going to say to a magpie when I'm walking out of here
for
today.
For somebody like you, it's probably not that extraordinary, really. It's not really that crazy. You know, considering you have a history of talking to seagulls and stuff.
Well, I do. I talk to seagulls.
Like, or should I say seagulls talk to you?
Well, yeah. 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 How are you? Yeah. This is. Come here. Come here. Come here. I'm like, here. What do you want? Come here. I'm like, what do you want? You looking for a chip, is it? Come here. Come here. Yeah, I know. Yeah, so I talk to birds. We all know I have a very great attachment to the humble pigeon.
Yeah,
I've ignored the magpie for many, many years. I think it's time I started talking to magpies. I think it's time I got into it.
Magpies,
it seems like
are
they're
sort
the most intelligent anyway.
Pigeon-esque.
They are not pigeon-esque. Now, you'll get a rap across the knuckles,
yeah,
from
Mrs.
Cleary.
You know what I mean? Like, you know, there's a lot of them, and they do tend to kind of, like, I don't know, you see them kind of in a... what I'm saying is that they are as almost as forward as your standard pigeon in terms of interaction with humans.
I've never been that close to a magpie. A magpie, he always keeps his distance, you know. They respect the 2 metre distance. You know. Pigeons don't respect anything, you know. He'll be hopping up to you with his one leg and his cigarette butt in his mouth, smell a poo off his breath. How do I? You know the way he'd be doing that.
Yeah.
Walking around, throwing the head around. And, you know, they're very disrespectful of space, personal space, pigeons.
Yeah.
And seagulls.
Although I don't
the
see...
I think about it, magpies aren't.
Yeah. Mind you, pigeons are primarily city dwellers. Obviously, other than a wood pigeon. But you
even
know what
they
I mean?
Are, just
like, I see a lot more magpies than I do see pigeons.
Do you?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's because you live in the sticks, you see.
Yeah.
I see magpies very rarely.
Oh, really?
I see the gicknas everywhere. The little gickers are walking around everywhere. There was one in the middle. I had to beep at one in the middle of the road the other day. He was walking in the middle of the road and stopped the car coming in. Get out of the way. Yeah. He's just looking at me. Throwing his head around. I was like, get out of the... I have to beep the horn. And you want to see the look he gave me. Jim, you want to see the look the pigeon gave me.
So you've already started talking to them. That's good anyway. At least you've made some progress.
Well, no, like I've always had rows with pigeons. I've been having rows with pigeons for years.
Yeah.
But this was unbelievable. This was like a delinquent pigeon. And much like teenagers, what's he even doing up at 5 o'clock in the morning? It's ludicrous time to be up and about with a pigeon. You wouldn't see a magpie.
He's got nothing else to do.
Yeah, you wouldn't see that with magpies. Magpies are at home taking care of the family. Not these gicknas. Look at them wandering around. Since the pub's closed, I tell you, the pigeons have been like a nuisance.
Yeah, The Cure, Friday, I'm in love. Not quite. Friday's Eve, though, Thursday, 10th of September. Thank you for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. 19 minutes past 7 on this Thursday. Thanks, everybody, for the WhatsApps as well. 087-188-0008. Apparently, Magpie on TV
yeah.
was a bit like, it was like the ITV version of Blue Peter.
Oh, right.
According to a couple of people who have texted in to say that's kind of what it was like. A slightly more grown-up version, apparently, of Blue Peter.
Obviously why I didn't like it.
No, exactly.
Blue Peter was perfect.
Exactly. That's what Magpie was. Also, somebody else has texted in to say that if you are talking to a magpie today, PJ, if that's your plan, maybe you could ask them what the hit bit is.
Yeah.
That's where it's getting to. That's the way it's gone with the hit bit. People are prepared to ask a magpie.
People are literally for the birds with it now.
Mind you, I was just thinking, though, in fairness, you would probably be. I mean, as crazy as that woman sounded, you know, saying about, you know, whatever talk. I mean, you would probably be the person who could.
What?
You know, converse with a magpie.
How?
Because of what you have in common, magpies are traditionally known as the kind of kleptomaniacs of the bird world.
Oh, my God, it had to come
They
to
get
this.
Attracted to the shiny things. They take things. They just kind of take things that don't belong to them, bring them back to the nest. And they could be saying to you, God, I got this piece of tin foil. It was all shiny and everything. I brought it back to the nest. And you could say, that's nothing. I had this lad's boxers. They were, you want to see the colours on them.
I can't believe after a year, I'm still defending myself over accidentally robbing another man's underpants from a gym.
Magpie Gallagher.
They weren't even shiny pants.
Guaranteed Irish, Thin Lizzy and Sarah here at Classic Hits. 25 to 8 with the hit bit on the way. 087-188-0008. Last chance to get involved. Let Magic Mike know you want to play. Don't give us your guess, by the way. That's really important. 087-188-0008 on WhatsApp if you fancy having a go. While you're doing that... Somebody was missing.
Someone was missing. It's a scary story, actually. In North Yorkshire, a fella called Harry Harvey. He's 80 years old. And he went out for... he was reported missing, actually, at 1:30 on Sunday.
Mm.
Came separated from his hiking partners. Went out for a hike, you know. Active man in his age. You know, getting out there, doing his thing. 80 years old. Never let anything get in his way. One of these active types, fair play to him. Got separated. Hadn't been seen. For a few days, everybody getting very worried. To be fair, you would get very worried.
Scary stuff. Lost in the mountains.
Lost in the mountains. Yeah, you know what I mean. Like, and it hasn't been fantastic weather either, you know. Nice and warm, but It'll be dripping all the time, Jim. Yeah. Police and Royal Air Force personnel were then contacted. Mountain rescue workers were conducting a four-day search for the man, trying to find out where he was. The search was called off on Wednesday. Why was it called off? To tragic circumstances, you would imagine. Thankfully,
oh
not tragic circumstances. What happened was they set up a press conference to go live to the world to say, please keep your eyes out for this man. The press conference started, and he walked in. He was in the pub, and he walked in and goes, how's it going, everybody? What's going on here? They were like, well, it's a press conference to find you, isn't it? He goes, yeah, I was lost for a while. Not a bother on him. No injuries, not sick. Managed to look
after
himself.
How long was he missing for?
4 days.
What?
4 days he was up the
mountain.
And
he had enough, like, food and whatnot to keep him going.
I don't know. He's a man of the land. He was able to survive. He comes in. He's got a plaster on his head is the only injury. A plaster on his head. And I love the way that he was 4 days. 4 days missing in the mountains. And he got out of the mountains. He survives. And the first thing he did was go to a pub. And it happened to be where his press conference was in. It's just an incredible story. So they've asked his son Harvey.
It's literally that's the greatest appeal ever.
Isn't it, yeah?
I mean, imagine appeals work like, that's incredible. Literally, they set up an appeal to find this man, and the appeal found him.
Yeah.
He was drawn to his own appeal.
He was on his way home, and he thought, what's the fuss over there? I might drop in for a look. You know, he probably walked in and says, I'll have a pint. And what's going on down the back? Some fella's missing in the mountains. Shit, really? Not going to believe it.
I was up there for the last 4 days. I haven't seen anyone.
Yeah, I can see how that happens because I'm after being lost up there myself for a long time.
Incredible.
Yeah, his son was then talking to the press in the press conference when he arrived. And he goes, well, it's a bit embarrassing. I don't really know what to say. He's grounded now, he goes. He's not going to be allowed out anymore.
Had they actually done it? Were they in the process of addressing the press and doing the whole
looking,
he's approximately 80 years old, he's approximately 5 foot, blah, blah, blah. No.
He beat them to the punch.
Right,
so
okay.
So the press conference was being set up and they were all getting ready to do it and all.
Because that would have been amazing. It would have been, you know, he's approximately 80 years old, he's approximately 5 foot. In fact, he looks very like that chap there.
Yeah. But should you remember we did the story that happened, that actually happened, where a woman was reported missing. And the woman who was reported missing didn't realise she was the woman, and she turned up and went on the search to look for herself. So she was on the search for the whole day. She was
brilliant.
Out looking for her. They go, well, what are we looking for?
She's walking along going, we're never going to find this Elwyn, you know that?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, she could be anyone. Her description literally matches me. It could be anybody. And then somebody said, is it you? And she goes, oh my God, maybe it is. I haven't called anyone for a few days. And it was her that they were looking for.
Oh my God.
The entire time, yeah.
That's amazing.
So these things happen. One good thing about both those stories is everybody's alive, everybody's well.
Good.
And there's not a bother on anyone except for the plaster on his head.
Yeah.
He never actually addressed that. I'm kind of upset to know. Except that he didn't tell
literally
us
though, the greatest appeal ever.
Isn't
fantastic.
Deadly, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah. That'll go down as a like whoever, you know, whatever police or whoever is that would have been responsible for deciding to do that literally will be patting themselves on the back for that. How successful was the appeal to find that man? You won't believe how successful it was.
We didn't even get a chance to send him the text.
Classic hits.
And now, the Hit Bit with Supermax, home of the deliciously fresh chicken breast sandwich. Always a hit.
Hit Bit. It's a bit of a really famous hit. It's a bit, just a bit from a classic hit. But what hit is it?
Hit Bit. The Hit Bit is worth 1,780 quid. It's a lot of money. An awful lot of money. Here is what it sounds like. And that is about the size of it. That's all you're going to get. There's no clues coming on this Hit Bit, it looks like.
Not at all. Look, he's standing there looking all sort of stoic and kind of, you know, standoffish.
I know now.
Don't even ask me.
We can point a finger well and truly now he's here in person, right? So no clues on the way with this Hit Bit.
I am looking you in the eyes, PJ, and I'm telling you this. There is no clue. Yes.
Oh!
Ah. Yeah. Yes, lads.
Right, so yeah, he's given us the for the foreseeable. Hopefully he gets it up to about 10 grand. Poor old Andy Bad News will blow a fuse.
Oh my God, though. To be honest with you, we'd lose our mind. Imagine if it did go to 10 grand.
I know.
How long would that be? That'd be, oh, for God's sake.
Oh, sure.
Drive you around the bend.
We'd be halfway through the pandemic by then. I'd say then we better get stuck into it. It's going to be Michelle Dunn that's going to play for us this morning. Hi, Michelle.
Hey, PJ. Hey, Jim.
Hey, how's it going, Michelle? What are you up to today? What's going on for you?
Work from home.
Working from home. What are you allowed to tell us what you do, Michelle?
I'm an accountant.
An accountant?
Yes.
Oh, brilliant.
Right, good stuff. Now, do you have lunch, by the way? Because we're going to be talking about this soon. Do you take time out to actually eat your lunch while you're at home, or do you do other things?
Oh, lunch.
You do, yeah. So you eat. Like,
a woman after your own heart, PJ.
I know, yeah. I know. I just wait till you hear this later on, Michelle. I swear to God. I'm upset with people over it. Michelle.
Don't mind them, PJ. Don't mind them.
1,780 quid to balance your books. What do you think, Michelle?
I think it's Genesis and Land of Confusion.
Land of Confusion.
Yeah, we played that a few days ago, actually.
We did, right. Yeah. Good song.
Land of Confusion from Genesis, Michael.
PJ, do you think I'll do a good pun here, like... Like, will it be good?
I have good expectations.
Jesus, he knows me, all right, doesn't he? It
oh, my God.
Oh, it is wrong. I'm sorry.
Oh, my God. A subtle, but not bad.
Very subtle.
Yeah, Michelle didn't sound too impressed, but
exactly.
That's all right.
Poor Michelle has to go back to her accounts now after that. Anyway, listen, Michelle, thanks for playing. Have a cracking day.
Okay,
keep at it.
Care,
cheers.
Bye.
See you, Michelle. Take care. Willie Finnegan is on the phone. Hey, Willie.
Good morning, PJ. How are you? Good morning, Jim.
How are you doing, Willie?
Not too bad at all, yourself.
Hanging in there, you know. Hanging in there.
Good day, yeah.
Where are you this morning, Willie?
I'm in Super Value and Ballantyre. I'm an online driver here.
Ballantyre, right. Oh, good stuff, yeah. Don't up where me old pal Jason is from, of course. I have to say, the last time I was in Ballantyre, and we were at a funeral, and I have to say,
can you believe we've gone down this road? You're like a magnet. Oh yeah, Ballantyre. Let me say, what can I say about me and Ballantyre? Let me just see if I can bring this back to something to do with me. I have a mate up there in Ballantyre, and we were at a funeral. And
excuse me, me and Willie were having a conversation, and you two got on, and you interrupted it. That's what they are, Willie. I know, yeah.
Unbelievable.
Don't worry, Willie. Seeing as though they're rushing us on, let's get this done. It's as if you swear they had a time limit to keep it.
Yeah, yeah, like the news or whatever. You know what I mean?
1,780 quid, Willie. What do you think?
I think it's the real thing. You to me are everything.
Oh, right.
God, going back, a real classic, Michael.
Yeah, is it right, is it wrong? Will he be right, will he be wrong?
Oh, jeez.
Will he get it, will he get the cash? No, it's wrong.
Oh.
Keep on trying, back to the drawing board.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and listen, when the show's over, Willie, if you want to give PJ a ring, he'll tell you that funeral story, right?
Oh, I'll have to do that, yeah.
Yeah.
Excellent. I'll catch up with you later, Willie. I'm sorry we were so rudely interrupted.
Take care, man. Cheers, look after yourself.
I'll tell you something, and it was a great... The field was marvellous. I mean, you know the field is supposed to be. Like, they're not jovial occasions. But at the same time, they're a great social occasion.
Is the story just that you were at a funeral in Ballantyre? Is that it, like?
Well, I was going to tell you about the field, but you know something? You don't deserve it. You don't deserve it. Like a couple of magpies.
Movie classic, 80s classic, John Parr, St. Elmo's Fire here at Classic Hits. 8:30 on this Thursday, 10th of September, Friday's Eve. Thanks for letting us hang out with you. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim as always. And as always, 087-188-0008 to give us a shout, particularly this hour. If you fancy a crack at the breakfast table quiz, a €500 voucher for Specsavers in Stillorgan is our prize on the breakfast table quiz this week. And only 8 to beat at the moment if you fancy getting involved in that. But if you're whatever you're working today, if you're working at home, if you're on your way to work, whether it's office, factory, whatever it happens to be for
whatever
you.
Whatever you're at, yeah.
The question on PJ Gallagher's lips is, will you be stopping to have your lunch?
Well, will you be stopping to have your lunch? I'm shocked and I'm appalled at what I'm reading in today's, like, survey of the day, as we like to call them from time to time.
Mm.
Just 1 in 5 workers apparently use their lunch break every day to actually eat food.
Right.
1 in 5,
as in they stop everything they're doing, go somewhere, eat their food, and then resume what they're doing. So they take a proper food break. Is that what you mean?
Yeah, 1 in 5, Jim.
That
there's,
is low. I'm surprised at that.
Absolute lunatics. 2 in every 10 out there, like, not eating food for an entire hour.
They're not eating food. They're just maybe not, you know, they're not stopping the other things they're doing while they're eating their food.
Well, then what's the point? Outrageous. Your work is only the garnish for your food. In fact, you should always choose a job that suits what your favourite foods are, I find. A study of 2,000...
This explains so much about how your career has progressed.
Doesn't it?
Yeah.
See? Yeah.
Was that part of your discussion with Andy Badnews? So what's the situation around the food?
I'd like to see myself...
You don't do food. We're a radio station.
I know.
No, don't be ridiculous. It's important that I know what the food arrangements are.
Like, how often can I eat? How much of it can I eat?
Will I be obliged to stop eating to do anything else? No. Grant, okay, I'll come in
there. I'll take it. And even then, there's been problems with my microwave habits in the workplace.
Wait a second. What do you say? You're constantly eating.
I know.
I turn around and you're stuffing your face with porridge or a banana or whatever. Like, you're constantly eating. So, then you're eating while you work.
Exactly. And then I have a lunch as well. Yeah, exactly. I mean, this is what I can. This is now you're concerned.
So your food isn't actually your food break. It's just food, and then you take a proper food break.
Yeah, there's work food, and then there's lunch. I can't even believe it.
Sorry, I can't believe I was that obtuse not to realise that.
Look at your man letting on. You're only supposed to eat at certain intervals in the day. We're all gorillas at the end of it. We're supposed to be chowing down. Keep that old mastication going. That's what you're supposed to be doing.
Absolutely.
2,000 work professionals found 79% will tuck into their food as they work so they can use their lunch break to do other things. So here's the real shocker. Not only are they not eating on their lunch break, they're actually doing more work or doing stuff.
They might be eating.
Yeah.
But they are still working.
Oh my God. This is people don't care about food at all anymore. I mean, surely that should be our 100% focus.
You're right. I'd say, but I mean, like, there's probably a few things going to... It's probably, like, not just the pressure of work.
Yeah.
Although that's going to be a big thing. You know, have to get this done and whatever, all that. That's, which is a bad thing.
Yeah.
But, and there could also be a sort of, like, well, sure. Well, where would I go or what would I do? Like, not everybody has a canteen or a... Not everybody goes out, you know, can go out and buy food in fancy cafes.
Well, yeah, so bring in a little tin of fish like I do. And some rice. You know what I mean? Some chopped onion, a little bit of bread, pepper, stick it all together.
Yeah, but I mean, if you didn't have, you know, our glorious canteen out there, where would you go to eat your fish and rice?
Home.
Home. That would be amazing. Home. Jim, you'll have to stop the show. I need to go home and have me lunch.
Oh yeah, I'll be an hour. Obviously said I'll only be an hour. You'd be like, oh, I know, it's all your 4-hour show. I'd say, so you're telling me there's plenty of time. That's what I'd be saying.
Yeah. Oh, so there's a bit of travel time built in.
Yeah, there's a bit of travel time built in. Don't worry, I'll work it out. And then other people, like you said, it's not all the pressures of work. Some people just prefer not to sit and eat, which I'm absolutely shocked with. Some people go for a walk. Some people just want to go on social media. Some do their personal admin. You know, like they pay their bills or. Imagine paying your bills online or something when you could be eating a Mars bar. What sort of person chooses to eat a star or chooses, you know, not to eat an L bar of chocolate when you could and pay an ESB bill or something like that instead? What sort of lunatics are there in the world?
What about that? Maybe there's other people who are more similar to you than you think, who like just don't fancy the idea of sitting with their workmates, so they'd rather sit at their desk and eat their food.
Oh, yeah, I totally get that as well. That's totally understandable. Sit outside. Sit down, you know, on the side of the road or go out to sit in your car or, I don't know, you know, sit under your desk. Get under your desk. I guarantee if you start sitting under your desk, no one will talk to you anymore. They'll all be there, I don't know.
That's a fairly safe bet.
They'll be there. What's he doing under there? I don't know, but there's an awful smell of fish. That's what people will be saying about me. I genuinely am shocked that like the working world.
So basically, what's shocked you is the fact that people don't take the official full 1 hour lunch break to do nothing else except eat and relax.
Eat and relax. So rejuvenate your body and your mind and body and soul by stuffing your face with food. Even people that work from home now, apparently, they like to go for walks and everything. Do that when you're supposed to be working. That's when you're supposed to do that. Supposed to do that in somebody else's time.
Right.
You can't waste your own time.
Because, I mean, in fairness, you have perfected it. I mean, you get a lot into your work day. I mean, you, like, it's the one thing nobody could ever accuse you of being is lazy. Never.
That's true,
they could never accuse you of being lazy because during the 4 hours that you're in here, you eat at least 2 or 3 times.
Yeah.
You do spend an inordinate amount of time in the toilet. And then there's obviously, you know, you've got to look at your phone, naturally.
You have to do that,
catch up and stuff.
Yeah, there's an awful lot of that goes on.
On what goes on. So,
and then when I'm not, you know, sometimes I'm eating in here.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'm eating in here, right?
Yeah.
You know, you're chatting
while
away.
While you're planning to.
I'm eating, I'm doing stuff on my phone, I'm paying the bills, because I know 10 o'clock, it's lunchtime. I'm not doing it. I'm not going to, you know, you can't waste it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Certainly not lazy, that's for sure.
Definitely not. I am flat out now till lunchtime.
At 10 or 10 o'clock, as the case may be.
Well, yeah. I'm going to have a late lunch today, about 10:45 till midnight, I'd say.
Oh. Yeah, Madonna and Vogue here at Classic Hits, 20 past 8. Thank you for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. It was Madonna's former squeeze, Guy Ritchie's birthday today.
That's right, Jay. Yeah.
52 he is today.
Oh, yeah, I was just 1 year off on getting him this morning, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, it wasn't quite the glorious record-breaking event of yesterday.
Yesterday was outstanding on my behalf, I must say.
Yeah.
You know,
By the way, did Mike bring any goodies?
He was amazingly without any cake at all this morning.
No, he's just held up a packet of half-empty rice cakes.
Oh my God!
Ladies and gentlemen, there. Just to
not getting away with that, Mr. Michael. I'm sorry about that.
They're Galway rice cakes, though, are they?
Well, they're midway. They're Midland rice cakes.
Right.
And they are covered with yogurt.
And I mean, like, to be fair, PJ, you know, you are trying to be healthy and everything.
Wow.
Maybe a yogurt-covered rice cake. Yogurt-covered rice cake might be the very thing for you.
Yeah, because
to celebrate your victory.
If there's one thing Athlone is famous for, it's yogurt-covered rice cakes.
Excuse me, I had to get off the M6 and into a service station to get them.
Yeah. And they were for you. You've eaten half of them.
Yeah, to be fair, there just happened to be one left in the packet when I asked them. Yeah, you can have this one. And now, technically it is a cake.
This is why you wonder. You ask me then, why do you spend so much time eating instead of paying attention to your work, PJ? Maybe the simple fact that you can't win anything. You know what I mean? I'm trying to get paid in cake, and even then it ends up being a Gamiel rice cake from Athlone.
Oh my God. Right, so that's it. So we don't have a celebratory cake.
That's outrageous. I'm buying one for myself now.
Anyway, you're not supposed to do it during a pandemic?
Buy a cake?
But blow candles out or anything.
I wouldn't be blowing candles. It's not my birthday. I just want to... Anyway, who said I was going to share it with anybody?
Brilliant. Well, that was... It's worked out well anyway, to be fair. That record-breaking day.
What the worst cop-out of all time. You're not supposed to have a cake in a pandemic. He says that he's halfway through a packet of
Elvis
cakes.
Not to mention the fact that we've just discussed that you're eating too much in work anyway.
I tell you, this is body shaming of the highest order.
My Destiny, Lionel Richie here at Classic Hits. 22 minutes to 9 o'clock. Thank you for waking up happy with BJ and Jim. Breakfast table quiz on the way. We've checked in with Magic Mike. Yes, it is 8 to beat on the breakfast table quiz. €500 voucher for Specsavers and Stillorgan is our prize. And he's standing by on WhatsApp if you want to get involved. 087-188-0008. Let him know if you fancy playing. If you can get 9 or more, as PJ said, top of the leaderboard you shall go.
You definitely will, yeah, top of the leaderboard.
Now, regular listeners to this show will know, of course, that my learned friend and colleague, PJ Gallagher, is, of course, a trendsetter.
He is not
a follower. He is a setter of fashion trends. And not just fashion trends. He insists on always being absolutely on point when it comes to everything, including colours. This season's colour, you've decided.
I was
PJ.
Wondering where you were taking me there. I thought you were going to have a go, but
no,
yes, no, you're right.
Never.
You're
me.
Right.
What? Have a go at you.
Yeah, I mean, when I explained what he's on about here, how could it be considered a go? Basically, Dulux have released their new colour for 2020. Their brand new colour in the range.
Wow.
And it's a mixture of a neutral brown with grey. So Jim's saying it resembles me. You can see where he's going here. You can see the comment he's making.
A neutral brown mixed with grey.
I think it looks terrible. Some people like it. I think it looks nothing like. This is what it is, right? Some people said it's basically a greige. They're calling it. It's a
greige,
and they're saying Dulux colour of the year is a greige. Like, does anything say 2020 better than the colour of brown mixed with grey? Is that not the perfect way, the perfect colour for this year we are
Absolutely.
All having together?
If you had to explain what 2020 was like to somebody who didn't live in it,
yeah,
you'd say that to them. You'd say, I tell you what it was like. Well, it was kind of like if you got brown and grey and mixed them together.
Yeah.
So that's what 2020 was
the
like.
The colour that Jim is saying is basically the colour of my skin today.
I was holding you up there as a leader. You know, a trend setter.
In 2020.
In all ways, shapes and forms.
Yeah, with my greige skin is what he was on about. So they're saying their colour of the year is the choice. They've given it all the sort of the big you know, the big I am about it. Some people saying it's warm, it's calming, it's lovely. But most of us looking at a brown mixed with a grey and saying, it's, well, look, it's kind of depressing.
Have they given it a name, by the way?
Yes, they have.
Oh, my God. This is going to be the good bit. Wait for it.
Brave Ground is the name of this colour. Brave Ground, yeah. Oh,
this is epic. I tell you something, right? When was it exactly? I'd love to be able to pinpoint the time when colour, paint in particular, paint actually in particular, not so much colour, but paint became so pretentious.
It did, it really went up its own bottom.
There was a time, like, for years and years and years and years, what colour are you painting your house? I was going to do it in green. Or I was going to do it in cream.
Yeah.
Or I was going to do it whatever. Or
a dark color, kind of a blue.
What colour are you? Yeah, exactly. What colour are your tiles? Oh, they're a sort of a... it'd be sort of like a deep red. Like, you know what I mean? It's sort of darkish red or
almost
something.
Almost not a red, it's so red. Yeah.
Now you can't do that. What colour are you painting your kitchen? I'm doing it dawn mist with Egyptian...
With Egyptian...
Relic... sandstone.
Yeah, right. Is that brown, orange, or red? What is it? I don't know what you're talking about. Yeah, because like that, you used to look at the flip books and there was no names for the paint. It was just like six serial numbers.
Yeah.
And you wrote it down the serial number and gave it to your man and he mixed the pot and that was it. You got it back.
Yeah, there was three ways of describing every colour once upon a time, right? You could have light, dark, or mid.
Or the prime,
whatever, you know. It's a light red. It's a dark red, or it's a kind of a whatever.
Or the primary, or just a red, or a blue, or whatever.
Exactly.
Yeah, that was
and
it.
And then all of a sudden now, it's like strawberry zest.
Yeah.
And I'm looking chiffon. And sometimes there's not even a colour in it.
No.
Just big.
Brave Ground, sir. Brave ground. I'm looking for Barnacle of Jim. What colour is Barnacle of Jim? Oh, it's like a bright... It's like a bright orange in the shade is what it's like. You know what I mean? You have to imagine it. Yeah, it's like, I'm looking for hair of the mic. What is hair of the mic? What do you mean, what's hair of the mic?
Everybody knows.
Every fashionable kitchen in South County Dublin is painted hair of the mic, don't you know?
Elton John and Kiki D, Don't Go Breaking My Heart here at Classic Hits, almost 10 to 9. Just before we roll into the breakfast table quiz, got to share this with you, buddy, right? They just after coming off that conversation about the pretentious names that paint has.
For the paint, yeah.
Now, and literally, as we were finished talking about it, there was a flood, and I mean a flood of WhatsApps in, all totally different people, all saying exactly the same thing. There is a paint out there called Elephant Breath.
I mean, seriously,
honest to God, a flood of WhatsApp.
Elephant Breath.
Lots of different people. Somebody saying that their sister has used it and all that sort of stuff. And, there's a paint colour called Elephant Breath.
It's such nonsense, isn't it? I'd rather have Barnacle and Jim on the wall now, honestly.
Breakfast Table Quiz.
It's time for the Breakfast Table Quiz. Win the best prize out there is... Trying to get the biggest score. Hope the next call gets
no more.
It's Breakfast Table Quiz.
The Breakfast Table Quiz. With Julie Kilmartin's online revision courses and weekly classes. Bringing her amazing team of teachers to your home at the click of a button. CKES.ie.
So this week, as you know, we have this €500 voucher for Specsavers and Stillorgan to be used. It can be used against any of their products and services. The glasses, obviously, contact lenses. Also their hearing aids as well, because they have hearing aids from €750 and free hearing tests as well. All the eye tests, particularly you can try out their new OCT scan, which can detect eye disease up to 4 years in advance. I got that done myself. It's really cool.
Did you, yeah?
Really space-agey. It's really good.
And they threw the nose in as well.
Hey! And, of course, they have their offer of 2-for-1 on glasses, including designers like Tommy Hilfiger, DKNY, Marc Jacobs, Superdry, loads more. And the beauty of it is, even if you're not anywhere near physically the store of Specsavers in Stillorgan, you'll be able to use the voucher if you go online to specsavers.ie/stores/Stillorgan.
There you go. So that's all you need to do is get 9-9 on the Breakfast Table Quiz. We'll put you in the lead. And in fairness, questions not easy this week, so you could be in a very good place. And it's going to be Carl Goodwin playing this morning. Hiya, Carl.
Hi, how are you?
Not bad at all, Carl. How are you?
Very well today. Two very excited kids sitting here beside me.
Oh, jeepers. Give us the names of the two of them, so.
Guy and Archie.
Guy and Archie, right. What ages are they?
Sky is 9 and Archie is 7.
Sky and Archie, right. How are you? Is it both in the car? Hello.
We're all good. Say hello, guys.
Brilliant.
They're all gone shy.
Right on cue.
As loud as elephant's breath.
Brilliant.
Elephant's breath, yeah.
That's exactly it. Listen, Carl, the very best of luck with this. Will the guys be of any use to you, do you think? Are they good in any particular area?
If I get one right, we'll all be amazed, I'd say.
Fantastic. Right. Listen, we've high hopes for you, Carl. The very best of luck. 60 seconds to do it. Here we go.
A prelude comes where in relation to a main performance? Before or after?
Before.
What V is the name given to a decision made by a jury?
Verdict.
The world's largest rainforest surrounds which major river in South America?
Oh, Amazon.
Yeah, in tennis, the term love describes a score with how many points?
4.
0. If there is a 20% discount on a dress that was €100, what is the price?
80.
Which literary sisters had the first names Anne, Charlotte and Emily?
Bronte.
Yeah, which US comedy actor starred as Professor Clump in The Nutty Professor?
Eddie Murphy.
Which three letters refer to a meeting held annually by shareholders?
AGM.
Which three-letter word means a not very serious lie?
Fib.
What is the currency of Thailand?
Baht.
What's the larger variety of piano, concert grand or baby grand?
Grand.
It's concert. Which kind of wood on canvas chair gets its name because it was originally used on a cruise ship?
Wicker.
It's a deck chair.
Oh my god,
those questions were long. They were so long.
And there was some good scoring going on. To be honest with you, it may just have been time to beat you. But let's see how we did. We're looking for at least 9. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 9! And to be honest with you, if it wasn't for the fact that PJ was basically reading the encyclopedia,
I would have got about 100 if he wasn't on a go slow there today.
I know. So many words.
Oh my god, that question about the chair is the longest question I've ever had.
In less time.
I know, and the piano one, concert piano, baby grand piano.
Actually, Carl's made a very good point. He'd have been on a cruise in the time it took you to read that.
He definitely would have bored us anyway. Yeah, I know.
Right, listen. Carl, you're top of the leaderboard, sir. Well done, you. You can be very proud.
Thanks, Jim.
In front of Sky you, and Archie, you did yourself proud. Listen, best of luck, buddy.
I'm delighted. Thank you. Bye.
Cheers, man.
Bye.
Take care. Bye. Yeah, Radio Gaga from Queen here at Classic Hits. Just 22 minutes to 10 o'clock. We're here with you till 10. Trina rolls into town from 10. Of course, she's got the tea break teaser and all that sort of stuff for you. Then, of course, it's the belled Niall Boylan doing his thing, and then Damien's here from 2 and on to Nikki with 90s at Night a bit later on. 087-188-0008 if you want to give us a shout at any stage. There's probably not a specific tea break planned around this time, really, is there? It's kind of tends to be one that's... do people still do things like 11s and stuff like that? Or
I think the builder lads do anyway, because you can't get near that spar when it gets to that time. So they definitely do.
But the next time you are sitting down to give yourself a nice cuppa,
be careful.
Have a think about this. Just be gentle on your teapot.
So a fella, right, this has to be the greatest find in lockdown. There's a 51-year-old man, and lockdown happened, and he went out to the garage to do a bit of, bit of a clear out.
Yeah.
Like a lot of us did. That's been the same sort of thing.
Yeah. Well, sure, you've got to skip in and everything.
I did, yeah. It doesn't make any difference. I don't know what the hell I got rid of, because it's still, your man must have emptied the skip back into the gaff, because it's still all there. But this guy, he goes out and he was going through a box and he found this old teapot in the box. And he remembered, me ma used to have that on the mantelpiece there for years. It was there on the mantelpiece.
Bit of an ornament, wasn't it?
Yeah, and then they moved house. You know, that way it found its way into a box, found its way into the garage, as many things do. And he thought, sure, if nothing else to do in lockdown, I might take it up to the old auctioneers there and see if they think it's worth anything. So he took it up to the auctioneers, and it turns out it's not a teapot at all. Looks very like a miniature teapot.
What?
But it's actually an ewer. It's a wine ewer. And it's a wine ewer that it's centuries old, it may have been used by a Chinese emperor back in the day, and it's worth up to £100,000.
Good God.
For an ewer.
Yeah,
it's a very
expensive ewer. I'd be way more impressed if I knew what an ewer was.
Well, it's
essentially
ewer, you put wine in it.
Ewer.
E-W-E-R. An ewer.
So is that like when you poured out fancy wine, everybody went,
ooh. Ooh. Yeah, it's a bit like that. Ooh. Yeah. So it's a £100,000 worth of manure. And he can't believe his luck. He literally can't believe his luck. He says Chinese collectors might even spend more than that. They valued it like at 40,000, but then, you know, they're saying that there's only two others in the world that are identical to this one. Both of them are in museums, one in China, one in Taiwan. He has the third one. They're saying it could actually get up to about 100 grand.
Wow.
And he's just there. You want to see the picture of him standing there, proud as punch with his ewer in his arm.
Are you holding his ewer? No. Oh, sorry, can you see his ewer?
I can see it, yeah, it's all...
And does it look like a teapot?
Yeah,
would you have mistaken it for a teapot?
Anybody would. It's identical to a teapot. It's like a little yellow teapot. It's got like flowers on it. Doesn't look anything special at all. And it's worth a fortune.
Oh my God. And it's a newer.
And it, yeah, 100,000 quid you could get from it with the Chinese. Chinese, eh? Great bunch of lads, as they say.
Yeah.
Unbelievable find. I just think of all the things I threw out.
Think of what might have been in that skip.
We know.
No fear of there being a newer.
It could have been a shower.
There might have been a bit of manure.
Yeah, that's about as close as you get to it, really, isn't it?
A bit of manure.
That'd have been loads of manure, actually. And loads of manures that went into it. It was unbelievable. Oh, when I think about now, the thing is, I'm so... Hassle gets to me awful, Jim. If someone told me there was a newer in it worth 100 grand, I'd go... Is it worth looking for it though? Do you know? I mean, that was 2 days of my life. You know what I mean?
You wouldn't go dumpster diving to get back your 100 grand ewer.
It makes me wonder though, you know, there's skip diving is a thing.
Yeah.
And all these skip divers, and they're pulling out little planks and bits and pieces. Basically, they're looking to find the ewer of the century, really.
Yeah,
aren't they?
Yeah, yeah.
That's kind of what they're after the entire time. But I don't know.
See, if you waste that on us anyway, because we'd pull it out and go, look at that. It's only an old teapot.
See, that's the problem.
We could have an ewer in our hands and we wouldn't even know it.
Could have a whole shower of ewers and I wouldn't even know what it was looking at.